Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And I'm rejoicing. I just thank God for old brother Art Haddock that's back on the team. I hadn't seen him for a number of years, and I've shared with you that he's doing some driving for Coast Trucking out there that had the Western Star Agency at Troutdale and bought it from Woodpecker. And Woodpecker just using a corner of it for selling used trucks. And Art was picking up repossessions. They hired him just to go after the repossessions, and he goes all across the West, and the West from border to border, north and south, and clear back to the Rocky Mountains on the east. And he saw our truck parked out there. And he's been on a couple of loads now. And the other day, he made a run for us and worked all day hard and got back picking up stuff and getting around. And we're just so thankful for it all. And phoned Art and said, well, I owe you a day's wages. I figured that I made the arrangement with him that if he could help me for $10 an hour, a maximum of 8 hours a day, even if he might work 16, that's the way the rest of us are doing. And some of us, like Bob King and Leon Hansen and a host of others that are able, don't take anything. And it's not that they're that wealthy, but they believe in what we're doing and they're trusting God. But they're businessmen and businesses are hurting. This economic situation is working real hardship, but God knows all about that. And we believe that if we mind God, he will provide. He won't ask us to do something that we're not able to do. And we're not able to do any of it without the help of God. And so we're just praising God and thanking him and trusting him and going about our business. And I said, I owe you $80, Art, and drop by and get it. And he said, you don't owe me anything. You bought my lunch. Let's call that my wages for that day. And then he saw our truck sitting out there and made one trip, and it wasn't bad. We keep it pretty nice, but it sets outside. And he said, if it's all right with you, I'm going to get that truck cleaned up. It won't cost you anything. And I didn't know what he had in mind exactly, but he took it down and had professionals detail it inside and out, the trailer and the truck. And it just polished up and looks so nice, and the chrome glistens and everything. And we got those new windshields in, got rid of the cracked windshield and the pits and the other. And from that, we got all that done on that one trip to Alaska, because up there there's still some roads that aren't serviced, and it's gravel. And then they put grit and gravel on the roads in the winter on top of the ice. And if you get too close to a car ahead of you, or whether you stay back, why, rocks are flying when you pass or get around other cars. And that's what did the windshields in. But it's all fixed up. And I went out there and looked at it, and I thanked old Art Haddock for making our truck so pretty. And he said, well, that's the way I like them. And I said, well, that's the way we like them too, but we're not able to always keep it that way. But we're in top shape. And neighbor, we've got men that believe in us, like Arthur Haddock, Bob King, Leon Hansen, and a host of others. Dear old Les Phipps made that trip back there with a load old Pine Ridge Reservation, got back there and stuck in the mud and couldn't get in to get that station wagon, that tourist wagon that we had for little Cindy Antelope down in Potato Creek, but you couldn't get in there with them. It snowed and it's wet and it'd gotten rain in a late wet snow and it was impossible, but he got to give that to Jess Cisco. You got the newsletter. By the time you hear this broadcast, you saw the pictures of it. Old Lessa handing the keys to those two vehicles, to those Indians back there, and Jeff Cisco said, I'll get it down to Potato Creek for you. And he's the head of the Society of Indian Missions and works hand in hand, and we've been able to help those dear people. And so workers together with God, that's what it amounts to. And we give God the glory, and they give God the glory, and we're not saying, look what we've done. We are saying, look what God has done. Isn't he wonderful? Praise his name. And I don't know where we're going. We've been asking you for a trailer house for Ochina. Ochina. That's Indian. That's two names. Ochina. And she's Indian. And she needs a trailer house. And we're on the track of one that may come in. It needs some work. It's not new. It's not late model, but it has potential. And but you know what? Maybe you've got, maybe God's talking to you. If we all mind God, we'll be able to help these people more and more. And we need more than one trailer house. So if you've got one, help us out. We'll put it to work for Jesus. I want to tell you something, neighbor. We're not selling cars. And we're not selling groceries, and we're not selling stuff. We're taking it to Indians. And if we do get a car that's not good enough to give to the Indians, and we take it, if we don't sell it without your permission, and then every dime of it goes into the automobile fund to put wheels under Indians. We're not running our business or God's business that he's put in our hands by trying to make our own way. That's all right. I'm not critical of anyone that's doing that. But God has shown me way back there that I didn't need to do that. I remember 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when I was first starting in the Indian work, I had a good brother, and he's a precious brother. He's like a brother, literally, to me. And he was making, he started in real estate, and he just made a killing. And he said, if you just give me your money and let me invest it, I'll multiply it. And we formed Frontier Land and Cattle, and we bought some little ranches and some cows, and we resold them, and we made money, and we thought we were so smart, we were helping God out. Almost overnight, it all went, the market dropped, and there was no money, and he lost, and I'd put, everything I had was $11,000, and I had it in there, it's still in there, it's buried, I never did get it back. And God showed me that for me, I'm not supposed to go into business to support his work. There are those that do that, and God blesses them, and that's fine. But I'm telling you how I have to operate. I'm to focus on getting souls saved. And if we don't get those souls saved, we're not doing anything. And I believe with all my heart, neighbor, right now, I love to go out there and knock on the doors. I love to do the preaching. I love to hold the camp meetings. I still will do some of it. But the Lord has shown me the better way for me with the Indians out there is help those Indian preachers and those of white missionaries that need help so desperately. Many of them, their denominations have quit the Indian business. They've given up on it. But there are missionaries out there that they can't give up because they're called to Indian ministry. And we're helping them. And if I can keep those numbers in them, there's quite a number of them that are dependent. And they're thankful to the old man that you're listening to, but they should thank God, not this old man, because I don't amount to anything. And if it weren't for you teammates, I would amount to absolutely nothing. I don't have anything. That's the facts of the case. Everything I've got belongs to God. And when I'm done, if there's anything in my pocket, take it and put it into the Indian work with First Nation, whoever carries it on. And I want to thank you for being on the team. And I welcome you to sit down here. If you have any questions, if you have any doubts, if you have anything, neighbor, if you're out there and you feel I owe you a dime or I've ever misused you or misappropriated a dime that you know of, please, please tell me about it and let me straighten it up. Because I don't live that way and I don't believe that's the way to operate. And I'm living with an eye on the sky for the sweet by and by, because I don't know how long this old, almost 87, how long I'm going to last, but it don't matter. I would live every day like it was my last one and start every day like I had to do it all today, do the best I can, and leave it in the hands of God. Neighbor, thank you for being on team. Thank you for holding me up in prayer and with your support. God bless these dear people.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.